Kitchen Rudimental, a series here on Blueprint for Living, in which Annie Smithers will investigate the very basics of kitchen craft. Get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. And thanks to the wonder of the internet, we are breaking all sorts of travel restrictions, which allows me from beautiful downtown in Melbourne to join Annie Smithers in the glorious countryside of central Victoria. Hello, Annie.
Hello, Jonathan.
From kitchen to kitchen via the internet. What are you crackling with? What are you getting out of that plastic bag?
I'm getting some wonton wrappers out.
Oh, because do you know what we're doing today? We are steaming.
We are steaming.
It's part of our introduction to the very basics of cooking, and we've boiled and we've poached, and you can catch up on those on the Listen app or the Blueprint page on the Radio National website. Today we steam, Annie, to the text. What does the good book have to say on the subject of steaming?
Well, steaming is the third of the principles of cookery. And what the good book says is very dated and very Eurocentric.
To remind listeners, this is your text from your time as a learning chef.
This is my apprentice book, Practical Professional Cookery, by Cracknell and Kaufman. And it says it's steaming. This is the subjection of food to the action of heat in the form of steam under pressure. The pressure varies according to the type of equipment used, but it is usually approximately 0.16 kilograms per square centimetre.
So that's pressure cooker kind of work. Isn't that amazing that here's a text written in 1974 for trainee chefs, which completely excludes the vast vocabulary of, well, fundamentally Asian steamed cooking, the use of steam as such a commonplace in so many cuisines, and yet completely ignored in that book.
Here it is. You know, it tells you that you can't steam French beans because they'll lose their colour, that you need to keep the pressure up, that puddings in basins need to be covered with greaseproof paper to prevent condensed steam making the puddings wet.
I do love a steam pudding, by the way.
I do love a steam pudding. And root vegetables, including potatoes, must be placed on perforated trays which will allow condensed steam to run off. So I think for the modern cook, steaming vegetables is something that, you know, there's those funny little steamer baskets that you, those stainless steel ones that you put in your saucepan. I'm not a great steamer of vegetables. I tend to just boil mine. But I think that one of the things that, you know, we also have to look at is the ergonomics of kitchen design. So those little steamer baskets were sort of designed so that you could sit them over your potatoes or your carrots that you were cooking in water, and then you could steam your green vegetables over them separately so that you could have your meat and three veg only using one pot cookery.
Okay, so that's a cleverness, and
it's a cleverness,
and it also takes us to those kitchens on a stovetop that's not a vast thing of six hobs, no waiting. It's an economy of space.
It's an economy of space. It's a little design exercise, but as you say, I must confess that I have never ever used a steam cooker, a pressure cooker. I'm terrified of them.
I am scarred for life by, and I can't think where or when it was, but as a very small child, having someone's pressure cooker release steam, it lets off steam when it gets all too much, and there's this great sort of steam train hissing in one corner of the kitchen, which scared the scared the suitcase out of me, and I've never looked at a pressure cooker square in the face ever since.
There's something terrifying about them, isn't there?
Well, they are potentially lethal, I suspect, but people do use them to beautiful effect, and as you say, they're quite a voguish item.
But they're not for me and they're not for you.
But for our steaming purposes today, what do you have in mind?
Well, I thought that we should talk about, steaming is used a lot in Asian cookery. And it's used in ways that I think a lot of people don't even recognise. So steaming has, with fleshier type things, has a result that is quite similar to the beautiful silken textures that you get from poaching.
Yep.
So you're dealing with water that is coming off the boil. It's the byproduct of boiled water. But because it's rising and it's going through, in my case, a bamboo steamer, it's losing some of its temperature. So it is a similar process to poaching, but it is, it's not submerging things in that liquid. So it holds little dumplings and things together differently.
And that, I mean, that's the great advantage of, you mentioned there, a dumpling. I mean, to put a dumpling in to poach is basically the same effect as steaming, but it's going to affect its shape. It's going to fall apart. If you want something to hold itself, then steam offers that gentle heat, the gentle application, yes, of the cooking medium.
Yes. So it is, it's a beautiful... It's a beautiful clean cooking method, because when we discussed poaching, you asked about fat, what happened to the fats and oils, and obviously if any fats and oils are released in a steaming process, is they drop down into the liquid below them, rather than sitting in them. So it's a beautiful clean way of cooking. And it's also been used a lot with sort of things like pork. Pork and duck are often steamed in the Asian vernacular before they have other treatments, which are much more high heat focused, to get crisp skins, crisp, crackling. And we don't tend to use multiple cooking processes in the same way as Asian food stuff do. So with something like, say, for example, a gyoza or a pot sticker dumpling, is you have a product, which is a dumpling, that you fry on one side. So you're using a shallow frying method.
Yep.
And then to cook that thing through, you add water to it.
Steam.
And put the lid on it and you steam it. Mm. So that lid does create, if the lid is tight fitting enough, it does create some of that, what was it, 1.6 kilos of pressure per whatever. So it's something that I recognise as a very gentle way of cooking, because I don't have any experience with pressure cooking, which by its name indicates that it's quite forceful.
Now, you've got your little wrappers out there. I can see your.
I've got my wrappers out. Can you see my wrappers? You can see my wrappers.
I can see your wrappers there.
Wrappers.
Look,
there you go.
There's three wrappers.
Look, there's my wrappers.
Beautiful circles.
There's three wrappers.
What's going in there?
Well, so this is a funny little technique, and you can look up these things on the internet. But I have balanced my little white dumpling wrapper on my thumb, and my thumb and my forefinger have created a little O. And I am putting that on top of those two. And then I am putting a little spoonful of my, this has got chicken, ginger, spring onion, sesame, soy, Chinese mushroom in it. And so I've put a little spoonful of that in there, and then I'm just going to push that down through that O and gather the edges around. And then that forms the little open dumpling shape. And then I'm just going to push it down with my finger of my other hand until I've got a nice tight little dumpling.
Beautifully done. And using the hand there as the mould for that little parcel.
So in it goes, and push it down and sort of try and gather it neatly. And there's our little dim sim.
Okay.
Chow mein.
All right.
Then I'm going to take them over to my little bamboo basket. It's sitting over a pot of water, And sometimes it's best, you know, you can, depending on how well you know your little bamboo steamer, you can put some paper on top on over there so that they don't stick. But mine's fairly resilient. So that's on, lid goes on, and in about 5 or 6 minutes, they're going to be ready. So we will come back to them in just a moment. All right. So they've had their little steaming, and I'm going to take my little basket off and put it on a plate. It's like Yum Cha in Lionville. So there's my little dumplings, which I'm going to lift out and put them on a little plate with some soy. But what I am going to show you is, or talk about, is the fact that it is quite important to pack that filling into them.
Because
if you don't pack it in, it can be quite loose when you actually eat them. So it's not really like, you know, your traditional dim sim. But that's my little dumplings. So there you go.
Beautiful, Annie. Thank you. Steaming. That's, yeah. What a universe of treats be liberated by steam. Annie, thank you so very much.
It's my pleasure, Jonathan.
They good?
Bloody delicious. I said, shake.